Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of the BCCI's Let's Talk Business program. Today we're focusing on regional trade and investment opportunities, a timely topic as the Caribbean and Africa continue to deepen ties in an evolving global economy. I am Crystal J. Paul, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. Well, recently, Grenada hosted the Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum 2025, held from July 28th through the 30th under the theme Resilience and Transformation, Enhancing Afro-Caribbean Economic Cooperation in an Era of Global Uncertainty. The high-level summit brought together government leaders, private sector executives, and representatives from regional and international trade and financial institutions. The forum provided a platform for business-to-business and business-to-government engagement, the formation of strategic partnerships and the securing of investment deals, and a dedicated platform for the exhibition of products and services from the Caribbean, promoting brand Barbados were Invest Barbados, Export Barbados, the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, and the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. For many, it presented a unique opportunity to spotlight their businesses, forge meaningful connections, and help shape the future of Afro-Caribbean economic collaboration. Joining us for this episode is Ms. Kay Greenidge, CEO of Invest Barbados, who participated in the forum. She will share insights on the outcomes of the summit and how Barbados is positioning itself to benefit from emerging trade and investment opportunities, particularly across key sectors like financial services, tourism, agriculture, and manufacturing. Kay Greenidge, welcome.
Thank you, and good morning to, or good afternoon to everyone, depending on where you are.
That's right. That's right. Quite an interesting topic, and I'm looking forward to delving into it with you. You obviously would be quite knowledgeable, a wealth of knowledge. So we are looking forward to hearing what you have to say to share with our audience. Well, we can begin by outlining the goals and significance of the forum, key outcomes, and Barbados's role and representation at the event. So what were some of the overarching goals of the Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum 2025, and how do they align with Barbados's economic priorities?
Yes, and thank you very much again. So as you understand from the theme, and to put it in context, this is the fourth Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum, as we normally call it, active. And the theme this year, building on all of the other themes that went through the last three iterations of this forum, is resilience and transformation, enhancing Afro-Caribbean economic cooperation in an era of global connectivity. And that overall speaks for itself. It's about continuing to enhance and promote and build the resilience as we look towards building that self-self cooperation and that self-self trade and that self-self investment. It's about enhancing economic cooperation and economic results for both Africa and the Caribbean. So when we look at the overarching goals of the Trade and Investment Forum, it is to continue to put Africa and the Caribbean in the same space at the same time to continue those conversations, whether it is B2B, B2C, government to business. It is about continuing those conversations all along the way and continue to build and introduce each other to the possibilities and the opportunities. I understand that they had participation of over 1,800 persons in this forum in Grenada. When we did Active in 2022, we had 1,200. So I just say that to show that every year it increases and is built upon and it gets larger as more people become aware of those possibilities that exist.
Quite interesting. And we do see more and more collaboration with Africa and the Caribbean. So what then was the level of participation from Barbados? And what message did we take to the table in terms of trade and investment opportunities?
Funny enough, we had a fairly large contingent here, and even some persons here who we ourselves as stakeholders were not aware that was coming until we arrived. But from a stakeholder point of view, we had Invest Barbados, of course, Export Barbados, and Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. Operating collaboratively as sponsors for platinum, silver sponsors for the event. And of course, we were joined, obviously, by the Barbados Chamber of Commerce. We were joined by persons from BCSI and also from other agencies in Barbados. Again, bringing that collaborative approach and one Barbados country team branding to an event like this to say we are here as a Barbados in a holistic point of view and we are open for business. But surprisingly and very, very pleasantly so, we also saw other entrepreneurs who are, operate in Barbados actually coming down as exhibitors to the conference. One such person I think it's Azul is the name of the company which makes authentic soaps and candles and stuff, and they were actually down here exhibiting in terms of a participation booth. So again, those things warm your heart because you've started this process 4 years ago somewhere. And look, we can even have private sector coming on their own and participating and having some very tangible outcomes and being able to showcase to the African diaspora the possibility of taking their products out to the African diaspora. So it's amazing. What was the outcome and the participation? We did have a lot, and we're looking forward to greater and bigger things as we continue this process.
Well, it sounds certainly like a unified effort. I mean, to represent Barbados in this way, you have the entrepreneurs, the small businesses. It's fantastic, a fantastic effort. Now, could you then share some of the most promising opportunities that emerge from the forum, either for Barbados specifically or for the region as a whole?
Yeah, so we continue, and even outside of participating and speaking on stage and stuff like that, we continue to have side conversations about things like air linkages, direct air linkages. I know that the personnel from Afreximbank announced several big deals that were going on in various Caribbean countries, places like St. Lucia, places like here in Grenada, places like in Barbados. I think Barbados have over 400 million deals somewhere going through the process of
Wow.
being financed in Barbados. Here has another couple of 100 million deals. And again,
And
as we're having
I
those
have to
kind.
cut you a second. Okay, you said here, but here not meaning
Sorry, it's
Barbados.
because sorry. It's because I apologize. I'm actually doing this recording from in Grenada,
Yes, all
actually.
right. Just want to make that
Yes.
clear.
Yes. So there are lots of deals with several Caribbean countries that are ongoing through either the incubator stages or at the final stages of sign off and so on throughout the Caribbean. Again, looking at building that development and enhancing each island, which again, if you think about it, to complete the circle, that then enhances the island's economic viability. So lots of opportunities, lots of deals being had, and lots of development, and which can only lead to process and progress of each island in the long run.
And we're looking forward to this for sure. Now, given all that you just said, in your view, what made this trade and investment forum different from previous forums? And how do you see it shaping Africa-Caribbean relations in the near future?
As I said previously, it continues to grow. And it will continue to grow. What I saw in this one, which is previous to the others, is the expansion, intentionally so, of more private sector involvement and more entrepreneurs and small businesses actually coming now as exhibitors to say, look, we want to be seen. We also want to be heard. We want to be there in the midst of the conversation and be at the table when those conversations are happening so that persons are aware of what we can provide and what we can do and see if we can find those synergies and those partnerships with our African brothers and sisters. And the Caribbean brothers and sisters to make business grow and to also provide opportunities back and forth in terms of South-South relations. So every year we see that enhancement of that participation. It is one thing for governments to participate. It is one thing for stakeholders like ourselves to participate. But the best thing to see is when private sector, the persons really who are supposed to drive the economies participating. That is really what you want to see. And that is what we saw here in Grenada and private sector and small businesses from across the Caribbean. You had persons from Barbados, as I mentioned before. You had persons from Guyana. You had persons from Grenada, from St. Lucia, from Trinidad, across the Caribbean. That is what you saw.
Amazing. Now, I love that you just that last statement in terms of the sectors is a good segue into my next question, and I will allude to even what you said earlier about Azul being present. They're doing soaps and candles, which will then give entrepreneurs here an idea of what is possible. So let's break it down even more and look at the sectors. Which sectors have most to gain from regional Afro-Caribbean trade?
I think, Crystal J, the question may be which sectors don't? Because the sectors that
Yes.
can gain from the corporation are so vast. But let me go through a few for you. So you have agribusiness. It stands out as a major area for collaboration. The Caribbean obviously has a high food import bill and need, and there's a need for food security, right? And these are some of the top reasons why the Caribbean and Africa collaboration can bring scale, it can bring land, it can bring production potential that can help us in the Caribbean reduce our dependence on other imports. Yes, you can say that these are also imports, but obviously, if you are bringing raw materials from Africa straight across to the Caribbean, and we are doing last mile logistics in the Caribbean, one, it provides us a food source and it also provides export potential after the final product is finished to even other markets like Latin America, like the US, like the EU, and so on. So there's a lot that can be gained from the agro-processing sector. On both sides, even with that sector, there's an interest also in sustainable farming, agro-processing, as we said, and regional supply food chains. This sector also ties right back into climate resilience. As we know in Barbados, we are pushing the Bridgetown Initiative to the world globally, and it also ties back into rural development. There's opportunities there for joint ventures, food packaging, and imports of staple goods, things like grains and tropical fruits and etc. Let's switch to tourism. Well, in Barbados, we say tourism is our business, let's play our part. But both regions, both Africa and the Caribbean, have strong tourism brands and, of course, very, natural beauty. And every island is different in the Caribbean, and every country or continent or space in Africa is also different. There's all this growing interest in heritage tourism, cultural experiences. And of course, this is something that the two regions can build upon and share. Cultural exchanges in film, music, food can be explored. And you may be surprised of the synergies, the similarities, and even the differences. So things like multi-destination tourism packages can be considered. Joint marketing and hotel investments, that can also be considered. Another sector I want to mention is renewable energy. We know that sector is growing very fast for both regions. Again, it ties back into the whole climate resilience. We have been a leader in terms of Barbados for decades in terms of solar water heating, right? Now, solar voltaic and electric transport is also being pushed by Barbados. There's potential for the Africa and the Caribbean to partner on manufacturing of these products, the R&D and the research, and the financing of green products, and in both regions could present massive opportunities. You have solar farms, you have expanse of land and space in Africa. Why not? Microgrids in Africa, battery storage. Those are things that we can collaborate on. And of course, we always heard the Prime Minister talk about the collaboration that went down between Africa and Afreximbank and the Caribbean, Barbados, and specifically when we had the COVID pandemic in terms of the procurement of vaccines. So we go to the pharmaceutical and life science sector. This is an industry that is promising. Right now, Barbados is partnering with Rwanda in terms of technical expertise, in terms of bringing up our pharmaceutical sector, in terms of working, in terms of building out our regulatory framework for that pharmaceutical sector, and eventually to be able to attract pharmaceutical manufacturers and to have the pharmaceutical sector as one of the other major sectors in Barbados. That is a real example of now ongoing collaboration between Africa and Barbados in terms of the Rwanda-Barbados collaboration. There are synergies, so many synergies. And Chris, today I can go on. I can talk about creative and cultural industries. I can talk about the ICT and the digital economies. I can talk about education. Those are some of the opportunities that you see that between Africa and the Caribbean.
Well, listen, I know if I am feeling your adrenaline, everybody else listening is feeling the adrenaline. The possibilities are endless. You just mentioned so much, and even within those sectors, there could be subsectors and different industries that can be explored because there are niches to be filled. And we're really looking forward to this. Now, we know that with all of this will come some kind of impediment. What are the major impediments to Afro-Caribbean trade and investments, and how are they being addressed?
The major impediment, I would say, because I think we've gotten over the second major one now, at least we're working on that, but the major impediment is direct airlift. Direct airlift from the African continent to the Caribbean and back is required. It is necessary in order to facilitate trade and investment. It just takes too long and too complicated and through all different kind of avenues and different countries and so on to get to each other in a very circuitous route. Some routes take 48 hours and stuff like that. Do you know that a direct flight from Accra in Ghana is around maybe anywhere between 7.5 hours and 8.5 hours direct to, let's say, Barbados in the Caribbean? But in the current way we have to get there, it takes a day and a half because you have to go up and go through London or the US and then you go across. Why? Why? Is the question. From Senegal, it is about 5 hours, maybe 5.5 hours, right? This direct from Lagos. And we prove that it can happen because every year for this forum, a chartered flight is done from Africa to the Caribbean.
Nice.
Excuse me. When we did it in Barbados in 2022, Ethiopia Air was chartered. It left Ethiopia, it stopped off in Lagos, and then it en route to Barbados. Why can't this be a consistent possibility? And I'm sure that that is the route they took for Grenada also, a charter flight, direct. They were able to bring hundreds of business people, hundreds of stakeholders on that one flight to Barbados, to Guyana, to Bahamas, to Grenada, and back in just for a forum that is 2 to 3 days. Why can't that be a possibility? Those direct air links will open the doors for massive trade, massive movement of people, massive tourism product. There is an appetite for it. And if I was to say there's one serious impediment, that is the impediment.
And the possibility is there. So that's this, and it's being addressed.
It is being addressed. We, I know Barbados is pushing it. I know there are many other Caribbean countries that are pushing it, having serious talks with various airlines. We have air services agreement with many African countries. It is just getting that one airline that says, yes, I am going to be the first to reopen this link, and I am going to be the one leading the charge in making this a possibility.
The possibilities are endless, indeed.
Indeed.
I'm blown away. I'm excited hearing about this. So what exactly then does Invest Barbados do now to keep those conversations going? Because you're on a high for the moment and then things wane. How do you turn a meeting at the forum into something real for the economy?
Yeah, you just don't stop. You just don't let it fall. You continue the conversation. You continue the push. You talk. You make sure you are present. You are at the table consistently. Because, I mean, you're correct. If you're not there, it weans off, right? But you have to be consistently there, consistent conversations until that one bite happens. Right. I like one of the things I mentioned at the conference when I was speaking is, look, the possibility is also together we are better. Together as a Caribbean, we are better. And therefore, the voice of the Caribbean nations pushing to get that airlift and the voice of the African nations pushing to get that airlift is a possibility. You know, it is real. It is there. You can almost taste it. Right. So it's just about making sure nothing falls through the cracks, making sure we keep those connections, making sure we keep those conversations, making sure we are there and present at huge events that are happening even on the African continent and likewise on the Caribbean continent, ensuring that persons who are critical to the process are there hearing us consistently. There's nothing like a consistent message. Eventually, it gets done.
True. Yes. Oh, I like that. And that is the way forward in terms
Yes.
of keeping the conversation going, even with African investors and not losing the momentum. Well, you've spoken about opportunities, but what then needs to happen here at home to make sure that Barbados is ready? Is it better infrastructure, faster approvals, or more support for local businesses?
Well, I think it is you I mean, you answered the question. And it may be all three. You know, we're working, obviously, the new entity that opened the business, Barbados, we're working to ensure that our business facilitation and the way we handle and do business for both investors as well as local. So business in the whole, we like to say global business, is top of the line, is efficient, is fast to making the process for those investors and business persons seamless and quick. That is one. Obviously, well, Barbados have a lot of infrastructure, but there is no reason why we can't enhance and build upon that infrastructure as we look towards the global stage and to see how things are changing and to ensure that we're not left behind, that we can play on that global stage as business comes in. So though, you know, those are some of the things that we can do to ensure, continue to educate our people, continue to educate and to push the conversation and have the conversation out there. That self is a great avenue also for business, and to push the opportunities that can be had from self relations and the massive possibilities that can be had from those relationships.
Yes, indeed. Now let's break it down even further. We spoke about the sectors earlier. Now, how then can everyday Barbados, the average Joe, the average Jane, benefit from this push to strengthen ties with Africa? Will it mean more jobs, training, chances to start business? Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I mean, there are chances to start businesses, and what we like to say, you know, if you have a product, if you want a possibility, you just need to come to us and let us know. We have persons asking us for partnerships every day, and we can link you to persons who may be asking for partnerships. We can link you with the chambers in various African countries. We can link you with the investment promotion agencies in various African countries, depending on what it is that you want. So the possibilities are there, and we are here to facilitate. In terms of businesses coming in, of course, I mean, one of the best measures of any business coming in and starting up in Barbados is jobs. It creates jobs. It turns the economy. More people, it upskills. This technological transfer, those type of things is what would happen as we break it down to say what are the hardcore possibilities and opportunities, outside of the actual high level investment that happens for the grassroots persons. I mentioned Azor that is down here, Alor that is down here in terms of the authentic processing. Why can't that business partner with somebody in Africa to process the products in Africa? You have
Yes.
a grand and a great scale of possible persons, of possible buyers for your product. So those are some of the opportunities, and you just have to want the opportunity. You just have to signal that you want the opportunity, and we put you in front of the persons that you can partner with.
Yes. The mindset is important as well to get it
Yes, yes,
done. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun.
yes.
The time has certainly flown, but I do have one more question for you. What
Sure.
then would you say to the local entrepreneur or young person listening, and they're wondering how can they be a part of this regional trade and investment movement?
Okay. There was a time back, I think about 2 years ago, and we were hearing some, noise around going out there and pushing Barbados. And a good friend of mine said, you can't sell Barbados from Chalky Mount. Right? So
Yes.
if I was to say to the entrepreneur, the young businessman, you can't, if you want to expand and grow your business, you can't do it from a Bridgetown. You can't do it from a Chalky Mount. You can't do it from a St. Philip. You need to get out there. You need to join us when we are going out there. You need to ask us where you're going. Can I be a part? You need to even do your own searches to see what is out there and to be out there. That is the only way persons are going to know that you exist. That is the only way persons are going to know what your products are. And that is the only way you're going to grow your business beyond Barbados shores and even beyond the Caribbean. Look, Africa has a total of maybe 1.5 billion. I'm looking to make sure I have the figure, 1.5 billion persons in Africa.
Wow.
And you have 44.6 million persons within the Caribbean. So think about your product as a small businessman, the opportunities to push your product to these massive amount of persons, but you can't do it from Chalky Mount. You must
Love it.
take the risks, you must be willing to get out there and says, I am here and this is what I have to offer.
That's so good. And I think that's a wonderful note on which to end. Thank you very much, Kay Greenidge, CEO of Invest Barbados. We look today at the Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum 2025. You're coming to us from Grenada on the heels of this forum. And the theme was resilience and transformation, enhancing Afro-Caribbean economic cooperation in an era of global uncertainty. And we look today at the regional trade and investment opportunities. Thank you for sharing with us, Kay Greenidge.
You are most welcome, and thank you very much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. And that's it for today's Let's Talk Business, brought to you by the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I am Crystal J. Paul, wishing you a good afternoon. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.